It's great that it's International Women's Day, and it was in coordination with a lot of other county councils throughout the country. And there's 13 county councils participating in this. So the Women's Caucus is a group that covers for the North West and Midlands region as well. So we're involved with that. So it's trying to pull everybody together and try to pull all the women together in this region, all the county councillors in the region, to come together, see what it is that we can do. So this is one of the suggestions that was brought forward for International Women's Day. So we thought, you know what, we'll do the flip, see how it works out. So it's quite exciting. It'll be quite a sight for sore eyes today when you see all the women there and the four men. So, yeah, very excited. And to be fair, I think the men are actually quite excited about it as well. So it's quite good. It gives us all a voice. It'll give us all a wee chance to think what it is that Donegal County Council could do for you or for them. It'll also help with women who want to participate in politics, whether they run for it themselves or they want to support someone else that is running. So it's an important day to raise the awareness of what Donegal County Council does and what it's all about. So I think it's a good way to start this, and hopefully it'll be successful.
And as a councillor yourself for a number of years now, what do you think are the main stumbling blocks?
The main stumbling blocks can be women not having the time. Children can be, you know, a big thing for women, especially when they're younger women and they've got children at home. It can be very difficult. It's very time consuming. I left a job to come into the council when I got elected. I try and do a bit of work for family business as well, but I am totally consumed with the local authority work. There isn't a day or a night goes by that you're not called somewhere for a meeting or going somewhere. So it's hard to divide your time from your personal life into that life, and sometimes it can be quite difficult depending on the topics that might be coming up over terms. It could be the mica issue, it could be the water rates was another big one at the time. You know, it could depend on anything. Housing now is absolutely huge, as we know. So it's trying to balance and make sure that you can't be everything to everyone. That's the first thing that you have to realise and recognise for yourself. But you have to find what it is that you're passionate about and how you work with people to get things over the line. And I think that everybody's different, and it's really important that we're all unique and that we can all work very well together to bring our communities up and make everybody comfortable and happy and housed and warm and educated and good health systems. So it's all very important for the county.